Hello everyone, I'm very glad and have the opportunity to introduce some of our group. My name is Xiu Li Tian and I'm from China Agricultural University. Today I would like to present the intercropping enhanced soil microaggregate via changing community composition of soil fungi. My conversation will cover the following aspects. We know soil aggregate is an important indicator of soil quality and soil fertility. It can adjust the soil water, fertility, air, and heat, and nutrient cycling. And in 19th century, scientists began to study the soil aggregates. In 1950s, there are main factors that influence the soil aggregation were concluded. There are the microorganisms, roots, soil fauna, inorganic binding agents, and environmental variables. Among these factors, the microorganisms, especially the fungal mycelium, had an important effect on the soil aggregation. It includes three aspects. First is the physical effects. The mycelium can entangle the microaggregate into microaggregate and to promote the soil aggregate's formation and stabilization. Second is the biochemical effects. The mycelium can be decomposed and release some products like polysaccharides, phenolic, and glumulin, and so on. And these products can be used as organic matters to promote the soil aggregate's formation and stabilization. The third is the biological effects. The mycelium can influence the microenvironment to influence the other microbial community structure, so thus then to influence the soil aggregate formation and stabilization. In recent years, massive studies have shown that agricultural biodiversity can change soil aggregate content and distribution. Like in Taiman's studies, he found that as the crop rotational diversity increased, the soil water stable aggregates was also increased. And in intercropping system, it was also another agricultural biodiversity ecosystem. In our recent years, we also found that intercropping enhanced the soil water stable microaggregate content, like the blue one and the red one. Then, in intercropping systems, we also had some other findings. One is the soil bacterial community structure was also changed in intercropping systems. And in other, like soybean sugarcane intercropping systems, the microbial abundance was enhanced in intercropping systems. So in intercropping systems, why the soil water stable microaggregate was enhanced? We want to know the mechanisms. To answer the questions, maybe we set the experiment sites, and they are including three experiment sites located in Gansu and Ningxia province in China. And the basic physical and chemical properties are as below. The first experiment was a two-factor experiment design. The first factor was inoculated with rhizobium or not. And the second was the three intercropping systems, including monocultured, fiber bean, monocultured maize, and in fiber bean maize intercropping systems. And experiment two and experiment three has the same experiment design. They both including nine cropping systems, like fiber bean maize, soybean maize, chickpea maize, and turnip maize, and their corresponding monocultured. Then we measured the soil water stable aggregate, microbial biomass, and microbial community composition, and to analysis their inner relationship. Now let's turn to the results. First, it's about the water stable aggregates, and this three experiment sites was after 6 years planting intercropping systems, and we measured it in the seventh year. From the results, we can see The gray one is the intercropping, and the white one is monocropping. The first figure short side, intercropping can increase the water stable microaggregate that is greater than 2 millimeters water stable microaggregate. And the left three was less than 2 millimeters water stable soil aggregate. So intercropping increased greater than 2 millimeters water stable microaggregates and decreased less than 2 millimeters soil aggregates. The second part is about the microbial biomass. From the pictures, we can see the red one is intercropping and the black one is monoculture. From the results, we see intercropping can increase the soil total fungal biomass, non-arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi biomass, and their ratio to bacterial biomass. But the intercropping decreases the soil bacterial biomass, the first paper in the left. And intercropping had no significant influence on the arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi biomass and the saprophytic fungi biomass. This is about the microbial biomass results. Next is about the functional fungal groups. From this this past result, we got the functional fungal groups like arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi and saprophytic fungi. From the results, we can see different cropping systems had a significant influence on the soil arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi relative abundance, especially in fiber bean maize, soybean maize, and chickpea maize intercropping systems, then turnip maize intercropping system. And saprophytic fungi was not affected by different cropping systems. Then we use the functional fungal groups and the water-stable aggregates together to analyze their relevance. Then from the results, we can see the arbuscular saprophytic fungi relative abundance had a significant influence with the water-stable microaggregate. But rhizobium had a significant negative relationship with the water-stable aggregate. So this is about the result of my research. For my research, in previous studies, researchers have already found that the soil water stable aggregates were enhanced with the increasing crop rotational diversity. And in our studies, we also found that intercropping can increase the soil water stable aggregates. And some other intercropping systems results also showed that intercropping can increase the water soil aggregates. But since their results they were not related with the water stable microaggregate, that is mean greater than 2 millimeters soil aggregates. Second part is the soil microbe. Previous studies have showed soil bacteria contribute to soil micro aggregate formation, and fungi benefit for the soil micro aggregate. And in our results, we found that intercropping increases the soil total fungal non-arbuscular mycorrhizal fungal biomass and the ratio to bacterial biomass. This result may be related with the previous results that was a positive effect on water-stable microaggregate formation, while soil microaggregate was decreased with the soil bacterial biomass decreasing. For the saprophytic fungi, it it's vital in soils, for it can promote the soil aggregates formation, stabilization, and others. And in our studies, we found that soil saprophytic phytic fungi was related, a relative abundance, had a significant positive relationship with the soil water stable microaggregate, but not the abuticular mycorrhizal fungi relative abundance. So maybe we can speculate that the soil separate phytic fungi appear to be a key soil microorganisms that can promote the soil aggregate formation and stabilization. So in our research, we got the results. First, it's the intercropping can increase the soil microaggregates and improve the soil structure. Second, intercropping can enhance the soil total fungal biomass, decrease the soil bacterial biomass. And third, enhance the soil microaggregate contents were attributed to higher relative abundance of soil separate phytic fungi in intercropping than in monocropping. At last, I will thank you for supporting our National Natural Science Foundation of China and my supervisor and all the collaborators. Thank you.